Good morning. How are you this morning? We're going to have Sunday school this morning, aren't we? And I'm wondering if one of the boys and girls has a song they would like to sing this morning. Here's a hand. Number 44. That's on the back of the hymn sheet. And I believe that most of the Sunday school songs are on the last page of the hymn sheet. So we will sing together number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. This song talks about salvation's story. What is salvation's story? What is that? What is salvation's story? Who is that about? Yes. Who is it about? Salvation's story. Do you know? Do you know? Who is it about?
Jesus.
It's about Jesus, isn't it? That's wonderful. And it says, tell it again, tell it again. How many of us have already once before or more heard about Jesus? And the song says, tell it again, tell it again. There was a man I was visiting with one time, and I tried to help him understand how important salvation story was. And he said, I read my Bible, and he told me he started in Genesis and he read clear to the end of Revelation, and that was good enough. One time he read his Bible and he thought that was good enough for all his life. He read it, he did what he thought would be good for him, and then he didn't believe it. And he didn't believe salvation's story. He read it, but he didn't believe it. And this morning, It's important to believe it. And that's why we're here again. And that's why we tell it again. And tell it again. Because it's so important that every boy and girl hears and knows about the Lord Jesus and his love for us and how he came to save us. Okay, who else has a song this morning? Okay. Number 23. Let's sing the first verse of number 23. Behold, behold. Is so important, isn't it, that we understand what this song was saying for us. For us, he shed his precious blood. You know, if it wasn't for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't have a Savior. And then it says, he drinks for you the bitter cup in verse 3. He drinks for you and he drinks for me. That's what the Lord Jesus did on Calvary's cross. He drinks that bitter cup. What does that mean? That means that what was due to me, what really I should have had for my sins, and what you should have had for your sins, the Lord Jesus took that on himself on Calvary's cross because he loved us and he wanted to be our substitute. Because God is holy, God cannot have any sin in his presence. And we are sinners. Last night we heard in the gospel meeting that we all are sinners. We all need a Savior, every one of us. And the Lord Jesus is that Savior. Have you accepted him? Okay, who else has a song? Yes.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that song.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. God has made a way to heaven. 10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Through the blood of his dear son. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I may enter heaven's gate. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. By his grace, and so may you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I may make the Savior mine. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. He has said, come unto me. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jesus died for sinful men. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Tell the story o'er and o'er.
Well, it's a good thing we're here again this morning. Because that song again says, tell it over and over.
Tell typos.
I'm sorry. Where's your Where's your dad? He can help us. Tim.
What's he? 12 disciples.
12 disciples. Okay, thank you. Luke. Sorry. 12 disciples. There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him.
Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to, he has called us to. We are his disciples, I am one, are you? He has called us to, he has called us to. If we're his disciples, we his work must do.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a nice reminder, isn't it? That we must do his work if we're his disciple. He's called us to help him in his work. And that's why we're here this morning, isn't it? Thank you. Okay, who else has one? Yes.
17.
Number 17. Let's sing the first verse in the chorus of number 17. Have you any room for Jesus? Sung some nice songs about the Lord Jesus that would remind us of his love to us, what he's done for us in shedding his blood to save us. And we've sung some songs too about coming to him and opening our heart's door while we may. So with that, let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and we're going to ask the Lord for his help this morning, okay? Okay, now some of the kids may have learned a verse. Maybe you didn't learn the verse in the Sunday school paper, and that's okay. You can say whatever verse that you have learned, and I will help you with it if you need some help. But who would... Can you help me with that, Luke? Was that the verse? Okay, thank you so much. That's a nice verse. Okay, you want
to... Lord's not willing that I shall perish, but I'll come to repentance by 2 Peter 3, 9.
Thank you very much. That is so good. Okay, go ahead.
Whosoever believeth in him
shall not perish. John 1:16. Thank you. Okay, who else has one?
A friend loveth at all times, but a brother is born for an adversary. Proverbs 17:17.
Thank you. Okay, who else has one? Which verse would you like to say? The Lord? Is that the one?
The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 9.
Very good. Who else has one? Okay.
The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9.
Very good. Okay, who else has one? Anybody? All right. Somebody else? Back further, maybe? Okay. 2 Peter 3:9 was what was in the Sunday school verse. Maybe, does this girl have one? Do you have one you want to say?
Lost my walk and my fortress and I did live on my con. I shaked in Numeral 12, Psalms 18:2.
Very good. Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it, that we have that in the Lord. Okay, now, I have some candy up here, and you can have three choices, okay? If you want some candy, if it's all right with your mom and dad, you can come up here and get three pieces of candy, okay? If you would like. And thank you for saying the verse. And if it's your birthday today, you can come and get a piece of candy, okay? Do you like that? You have any takers? You guys said your verse. Would you like some candy? Okay, go ahead and get some candy. And even if you didn't say your verse and you would like a piece of candy, it's okay. You can come. You can, because I know that sometimes it's difficult for kids to get some candy. Would you guys like some candy? No? So, would you guys like some candy?
I like this one.
Yeah, those are really good, aren't they? Yeah. Is it? Maybe it's your birthday today. If it's your birthday today, you can come up and get some candy too. Would you like some candy? Okay. Okay. Well, we had lots of candy takers today. And that's pretty nice. Candy's good, isn't it? And the verse says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. What does perish mean? Who knows what perish means? Yes.
Dying.
Yes. Dying. That's one word that would describe what perish means. You know, I know I've handed out some candy, but some of the kids didn't take some candy, and maybe they are still hungry. I don't know. I have a snack. I don't know. Maybe you would want to enjoy this snack with me. A couple nights ago, we went to, right over here is a Mexican restaurant across the intersection. And it was really good. We had a fajita. And so I saved some of that fajita and some chips and some salsa in here. And one of the girls, I think it's Michaela, she was coloring. She's got a color crayon in here. So there's a, and you know what a stow-and-go is in the bottom floor of your van? I've been saving it in there for Sunday school so we could have a snack. And last night I had part of an apple. And if somebody would like to share that with me, I'd be willing to. But here's anybody? What's the matter? We don't want this. Why? Nobody seems to want to enjoy this. Would we enjoy eating this? No, we wouldn't. It goes in the trash. And after we're done here, that's where it's going to go. It's going to go. Why? Because it's perished. It's not good anymore. It hasn't been refrigerated. It hasn't been kept nice. It's done. It would probably make you sick if you ate it. We don't want to eat that. That candy is much better, isn't it? But you know, if we don't know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we have nothing to save us, nothing to preserve us, and we are perished. It's just like the old food. We don't want it. It needs to go away. And you know, our sins need to go away. What we have done in our life, the way we were born in sin, it has to go away. And the Lord Jesus has made a way to help us with that. Who read the Sunday school paper? Who read the Sunday school? Do you know what the story is in the Sunday school paper? There was a man who was, somebody's going to help me, I know. There was a man who was driving down the road and it was raining. It was raining and a car went around him and then the car disappeared. Why did the car disappear? Yes, a bridge was out and it went right down into the canyon. Sad, isn't it? And so the man, he stops and he gets out of his car and he starts waving his arm saying, stop, stop. And people thought, this man is, he's in my way. And they just honked their horn and went on around him and whoo, right over the bridge into the canyon below. Sad, isn't it? And so we present the gospel this morning because, as we heard last night, we're all sinners. Not a one of us falls into a description other than sinner. We're all sinners by nature and by practice. And we all need a Savior. And that Savior is found in the Lord Jesus. Now let's, I'd like to look at one verse that Brother Mario read in that chapter of Romans chapter 3. Last night, I'd like to look at one verse there. And I think the reason I'm wanting to look at this verse is because I'm wondering if some of you kids haven't already learned this as a memory verse once before. It's verse 23, and I'm going to start it, and we'll see if one of the kids can finish it. Okay, it says, for all have sinned and... Yes. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's right. That's what God says about us. We've all sinned. And there's another verse that's in Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 22. It says, the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. So God has told us in His Word the whole matter, hasn't He? And we're all under sin. That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You know, that's what we're asked to do. We're asked to believe the gospel. And you know, faith would do that. Faith would trust in the Lord Jesus and believe the gospel. That's wonderful, isn't it? It's a promise. If you put your trust in the Lord Jesus and believe, it's a promise. You will have that salvation that we were talking about this morning from our sins. I would like to look at also at 1 John chapter 1. And the end of verse 7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all what? Yes. Have you guys had that as a memory verse before? I think so. That's a nice verse, isn't it? Now I know some of you have had these as memory verses, but have you believed them? Have you believed them in your heart? And last night we had these next verses before us too, but I would like to speak of them and a little bit this morning. In verse 8, it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. What is the difference between if we say we have no sin and if we say we have not sinned? Well, I would like to try and help explain that this morning. Do you guys know what a tree is? You do? You know what a tree is? Okay. How many of you have a dog or a cat? When you get up in the morning, is that dog in the same place or that cat in the same place every morning?
Yeah.
It never moves? It's always there? Maybe it's a stuffed dog. How many of you have a tree in your yard? Yeah. Now, when you get up in the morning, one morning it's on this side of your house. The next morning it's across over by the sidewalk. And the next morning it's in the backyard. Is that how it works?
No.
With a tree? No. Why? Why? Okay, why, Michaela?
It's always because it doesn't even walk.
It doesn't even walk. That's right. Now, have any of you ever tried to push a live tree over?
Yeah.
You ever push and push and push on a tree? Did it fall over? Why? There's something underneath in the ground. What is it? Roots. That's right. It's holding it there. And you know, there are roots. This verse says, if we say we have no sin, that's the roots. If we say we don't have the roots, we're lying. The next verse 10 says, if we say we have not sinned, now what's that? That's what's up above. That's what grows on the top. That's the fruit. That's like what you see growing up above. And so not only is where all the resources come from, the roots, bad, but also the fruit is bad. That's the way we are by nature, and God sees us as that. It makes us think of a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Why? Because just like it said in the Sunday school paper, this man was warning those people not to drive over that bridge, and they would keep on going. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 29. Oh, that we were wise, that we would that they would understand, that they would consider their latter end. The latter end. What is the end of having the roots and the fruit of sin? Well, I have this stick up here. If you look on this stick, it doesn't have any bark on it, but if you look, there's lots and lots of little lines around that stick. Do you see those little lines going around that stick? There's no bark on that stick, but there's little lines all around that stick. Do you know what that is? You know what those little lines are? You're right. It's what bugs made. It's what bugs made. A bug found a little hole in the bark, and they ate in there, and they ate around that branch. And they cut off the nutrient for that branch to go, and that branch died. And you know what? We have bugs. Bugs of sin, don't we? And if they're not taken care of, we die. It's like this branch. The bug will find a spot, a weak spot in the bark, and eat into there. You know, that's what sin does. It knows our weakness, and it eats in there, and then that little beetle, it lays beetle eggs in there. And the larva comes out of those little eggs, and they start eating around and getting their nutrition from something that is supposed to be the source of life for the branch, and the branch dies. Well, we need to consider our latter end. There was a man that was doing some work across the street for, and I knew this man, and his wife was dying of cancer, and his name is Larry. I said, Larry, does your wife know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior? You know what he said? he said, I'm mad at God, and I'm okay with that. And he did not want to talk about it because he was angry because his wife was not feeling well. And he was angry, and he didn't want to talk about that. It's important that we talk about that because it has to do with our latter end. We need to be saved. We need to have our sins taken care of. Now, who knows the first words that the first word that the Lord Jesus said when he started his ministry here on this earth? That's recorded. I know that probably none of you kids. But Matthew chapter chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. But this is impressive to me because we think of, you know, we know that the Lord Jesus, when he came to show love. He came to show grace. He came to show mercy. But it was so urgent that, like our verse said, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, I'm sorry, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Isn't that something? First word. And the Lord Jesus brings forward his repent. Now, what does it mean to repent? Our verse says that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What does it mean?
It means to be saved.
You need to be, yes, it means you need to be saved. But this branch here reminds me of repentance. Why? Because it was going this way. And then it turned around and went that way. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to turn around and go the other way. And you know, something that's unique, that's not natural of this kind of a tree. This is a maple tree. If you want to see a maple tree, you walk out the sidewalk out here and just to the left, there's a great big tree and then a little tree and a fire hydrant and then a maple tree. You won't see this on that tree. But this came from one of those kind of trees. And you know, it's not natural for us to want to repent. But the Lord says, repent. Turn around and go the other way. That's so important, isn't it? That we be like that branch and turn around and go the other way. Because if we don't, judgment is ahead, isn't it? So let's talk about that. A little bit. Let's look at Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. There was a lady there, and she was like this. This branch right here. Have you ever seen a branch like that? You know, this is off of maple too, and it's supposed to be straight. But this branch, if you look at it, there's a lot of twists and turns, and there's a lot of scars and marks and different things all over this thing. And this branch had a lot of trouble. And I know kind of the situation this branch was in that made it go like this. And you know, it reminds us of things in our life when we want to go our own way. And this branch was all crooked and twisted up. And if you stretch this branch out, it's really about 43 inches long. But this is what it is here. And this reminds us of this this lady in this chapter of Luke chapter 13. There was this lady in verse 11. It says, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could not lift herself. Have you ever seen anybody bowed together that could not lift himself? I'm looking for a volunteer, somebody who can do this pretty well for me. Bernie, come on up here. This woman was bowed together and she could not lift herself. Oh, Bernie, stand up.
I would like to.
You would like to. Stand up, Bernie. Are you able?
Can't do it.
For 18 years, is there anybody here that's 18 years old? Yeah. There's 18 years like this. The Lord Jesus says, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And what did he do? He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Oh, praise the Lord. 18 years. Thank you, Lord.
That's what that lady did. Thank you, Bernie, for sharing that with us. And she was made straight. This isn't exactly straight, but this is about what you're going to get for straight off the same tree that this came off of. But that's what the Lord wants to do to us, off the same tree. Isn't that amazing? The Lord wants to do that for us. But there has to be something more than just that. So I would like to look at a verse in Job chapter 14. Okay, now I have a bag with something in it. And I would like to give you a piece of what's in this bag. Here, would you like one? Would you like a piece of what's in this bag? Here, I'll give you a couple of pieces. Would you like one? What is that? Look at there. What is that? What is that? Would you like some? Well, they'll clean up pretty easily. You want some of this? What is that? You know what that is? You want some? You can look at that. You want a piece? I'll give you there. What is that?
Shredded wood.
You see how wide it is? See how wide that little piece of wood is? Like that? You think of a great big tree and just a little sliver out of that tree. Okay? That's how you cut down a tree. You take out those things one at a time. Okay? And the whole tree will come down. Okay? Those little things I gave you, if you pull those out of the tree one at a time, that tree will fall down. Yeah. But we see here in Job chapter 14 and verse 7, it says, there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and the tender branch thereof will not cease. This verse reminds us of repentance. And you know, you may feel your load of sins. You may not know all the sins that you have done. They are heaps upon heaps, the sins that we have done. But we may know a few of them. And you know, if we confess to the Lord that we're a sinner and we know just one little sliver of what we've done and what we can remember, and we confess that to the Lord, say, Lord, I am a sinner. Here's the proof. You don't have to name off all your sins, but you may know that there's a slice of your life that shows that to the core, we are sinners. And we come to the Lord Jesus, says, there's hope. If the tree's cut down, that it will sprout again. The Lord wants to give us a new nature and a new life. And so I would like to look at a couple of verses in Acts chapter 13 that talk about this. Acts chapter 13. There's a few verses there. In verse 23, it says that God, he's made a promise to us. He's given us something. He's given us a Savior, Jesus. God has provided a Savior in the Lord Jesus, is what that verse is telling us. And then in verse 26, it says, to you, the end of the verse, to you The word of this salvation is sent. That's why we're here this morning, because each of the boys and girls need to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. This salvation is sent to us, isn't it? And in verse 28, it speaks of what the Lord Jesus did. And though they found no cause of death in him, there was no cause of death in the Lord Jesus. It was our sins. He didn't do anything wrong, but he was willing to be our substitute on Calvary's cross. And it says, yet desired they, Pilate, that he should be slain. And they wanted to kill the Lord Jesus. But you know, God had a plan. It was for our sakes. In verse 29, it says, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. Verse 30, it says that God raised him from the dead. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord Jesus is raised from the dead. And in verse 32, it says, and we declare unto you glad tidings. That's happy news that boys and girls and men and women have a Savior in the Lord Jesus who can save them from their sins. In verse 33, it says that Jesus was raised again. And in verse 44, it talks about him being raised again. It's so important, isn't it, that we're reminded these times that the Lord Jesus was raised again. Why? Because he's alive and he's real. And he's reaching out to you this morning, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and he's saying, come, come to me. Verse 38, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. We can have our sins forgiven this morning through the Lord Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? How does that work? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. In whom? Who is that? In whom? The verse right before talks, it says, the beloved. It's the beloved Lord Jesus that loved us so much that what did he do? It says, we have redemption through his blood. He went to the cross and shed his blood that we might be saved. He paid the price for our sins. Have you trusted him? Have you accepted him as your Savior? Have you said, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner? Now, maybe you don't use these words, both the root and the fruit. But if you just say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I need you to be my Savior. Tell him you're a sinner. Tell him that you need him to be your Savior, that you want him to wash your sins away in his precious blood. He will do that. You know, the Lord Jesus is coming soon. And we don't want any of the boys and girls to be left behind. This morning, before it is too late, we trust that you will come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. You know, if you're not saved, the Lord knows the heart of each one. If you've not yet put your faith and trust in him, this morning, think about that. You're a sinner, and you need the Savior. And this morning, we're here to tell you that if you reject the Lord Jesus, there's what the verse called this morning, perish. That is so sad to think of one of these dear children to perish. But the Lord wants us to come to repentance. That is, to turn around, take God's thoughts about our place that we really are, and ask the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. Now, we're going to pray, And then when we're done, if you would like some more candy, you may have some more candy if it's okay with your mom and dad. Okay?